Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here is my sports query, my old man sports query for you.
Yeah.
You'll probably laugh at me and I'll be shouted down by texters who are like, God, Rob, you're an idiot, which nothing new. I was noticing, I think I watched the Blazer game. This happened. And there
I'm
was
sorry.
Yeah, I know. And then there was another game I was watching, and I think it was NBA, but it might have been another sport. Any whoosies.
Might have been a sport that looked like basketball.
What? Hockey?
Something like that.
Hockey. I think it was hockey.
White guys with sticks.
Why isn't the home team always in white anymore?
The home team makes their determination.
So the home team says, I want to wear whatever I want to wear, and then the other team has to just wear the opposite?
Has to counter, yeah.
Yes.
And when did that happen?
I think it's always been the case.
What?
Now, league set.
I thought you always wore white at home.
League set. There's a standard usually, but yes, the home team can decide to wear whatever they want. Like sometimes in the NFL,
I seem to remember the NFL for a while was the away team always wore white.
Well, why would that be? Because the home team just happens to choose.
Well, no. They would have two uniforms. And the home team would wear the colored uniform at home, and the away team would wear the white uniform.
I don't think that's the case. I'm pretty sure home teams were always dark, but because I remember, like,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, home teams were dark.
Yes.
Home teams weren't white.
Yes.
Yes. But in the NFL, that is the tradition. But the NFL, you can choose because a lot of hot weather teams like Tampa and Miami will wear white at home because the heat. You know, if it's going to be 110 out, you don't want a black or a red jersey that sucks in the heat. So I know it changes from league to league, but most have a standard. You home wears colored or wears white, but it's the team can make adjustments.
So in basketball, according to internet,
yes,
the first team named in the schedule, the home team, shall wear light colored shirts, preferably
okay.
White.
Okay.
The second team named in the schedule, the visiting team, shall wear dark-colored shirts. Although, isn't it usually the first team named as the visiting team? But what do I know?
Yeah.
If the two teams agree, however, they may interchange the colors. So, I don't know. I was watching something the other night, and I think it was the Mavs were playing. I forget who. I was watching it for a good solid minute and a half thinking that one team was the other team. Because it was the home court of, I don't remember, Dallas or whoever, and they were not wearing white. And I'm like, hey, wait a minute.
You were thrown
off. That's Luka. What's he wearing that jersey? Oh, they're the home team, but they're wearing black.
Rob dialed in.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm going to be an old man and say that I think the home team should always wear white.
Wow.
You cannot confuse.
Look at you agreeing with Sukan on his love of the whites.
And someone saying, like, hockey does not wear, traditionally does not wear white at home. In hockey, the dark
yes.
jersey. So
yes.
Someone is saying that Rob
also
is,
in the NBA, it's like every team has four or five jerseys
yes.
now. So.
And that's the truth. But like in hockey, like the Red Wings, they wear red at home.
Yeah, Devils
I want
wear
white
red
at home.
You know, I prefer
that's
the
what
whites.
I want.
I've long said it. We were at a Mariner game once.
Isn't the white uniform more boring? Why would you want that at your home?
I don't know. It's tradition for me. Like, it's just when you're old and you're dumb and you're looking at a TV screen and you don't know who's playing, you want to know. The first thing you look for is who's in white. And then whoever's in white is like, oh, that's the home team. And then you try to figure out who that is. And then you know.
But didn't we just
it's
say
a process.
The NFL has always been the darker color at home?
I don't know, dude.
So what?
It's more of a, I think it's more of a, for me growing up, it was more of like a baseball basketball thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the baseball rule is, but.
Well, baseball was gray on the road.
That's right. And always white at home.
So it was.
And then it threw me off when they
That's where the home whites, road grays came from.
Yes.
Yeah. And but then they'd wear like the Royals, for example, wear the blue tops but white pants at home, like the Sundays. And it's like, what is this?
Well, most teams now in baseball do have a Sunday uniform. The Mariners Sunday uniform is the kind of the eggshell, I don't know what you call it, cream. With the light blue or the royal blue hat, but the old S logo.
Padres always did the military uniforms on Sundays.
So the Sunday uniforms in baseball, I think, are almost universal now that teams have set Sunday unis. We were at a game once.
Not the Yankees, though. They just have the two.
Yeah, the Yankees just have the two. A couple years ago, I took my kids up to a Mariner game, and it was a Sunday game, and they were playing so they had the Sunday alternates, the creams, and then they were playing the Angels, and the Angels had a different, like, alternate unit or uniform on, and my daughter didn't realize that there were two teams.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yeah. She was confused. It was the first inning, and she goes, wait, are they, like... She goes, is there another team coming or are they like scrimmaging? And I went, what?
Wow.
And she was thrown off. And I guess from we were sitting in the outfield, I guess they kind of looked alike, but I just stared over and I was like, they're wearing different color hats. And she's like, well, I just thought they were doing that so they would know who's offense. And then she realized that it was just one of those like, oh, duh moments. And she wanted to die and bury her head in the popcorn. But she did not realize that there were two separate because the uniform colors were different than the traditional, you know, white and gray.
So our reporters are saying that they just changed the rule in the NBA a couple years back because now Nike makes those unis and they have multiples, you know, they have the cities and they have all these other uniforms, you know?
Yeah.
So that changed things.
Nike decides everything.
But baseball, I think, is still white at home, right?
I don't know. I think that's
Is this not important to you?
No, but I know each sport is different.
It's funny because
this is important.
A lot of sports fans love jerseys and they love cool jerseys, but they don't give a rip of who wears what color at home.
They don't.
I don't think so.
I'm getting some people agreeing with me on the text line here.
I believe Major League Baseball, you're supposed to wear white at home, gray on the road, but
correct. Although that is becoming looser and looser.
It's becoming looser and looser.
So. A lot of teams have the colors now.
I don't know.
Just a white and a gray.
I know in the NFL you can choose. So do other sports get to choose too? Because like the Cowboys and like the Dolphins, like they will wear whites at home.
Here's a good text. I think I read an interesting story about why the Cowboys used to wear white at home, but it must not have been that interesting since I can't remember why. LOL. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much for the contribution.
One of those.
All right. Well, that's sports.
I very much appreciated you yelling at the cloud, though. It was a great,
moment. At home. I want whites at home.
It turns out that you do prefer the whites.
I prefer the whites at home.
Rob doesn't care about anything other than whites. At home, it's white.
Rob doesn't want colors at home.
Yes, you do what you want, but in Rob's home.
Well, the road team wears the dark color because they're bad. The evil dark.
Unless your team is the road team?
And the road team always has to grow beards. They all have to have beards.
Does the beard make you evil?
And then
the home, the mustache made you evil.
Well, beard or mustache.
Go
and then
team.
The home team is in white there and cleanly shaven like Mike's Yankees. And there you go.
Do they have to grow a beard when they go on the road?
Yes, of course. Yeah. They should have to put on fake beards.
I unfortunately will never, none of us will ever be a New York Yankee. God. That and some other reasons.
In the news is next. Here's Mike.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.